Laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The United States has killed Osama bin Laden.
Hours after that announcement, the White House leaked that it was SEAL Team 6 that carried out the operation. Al-Qaeda placed bounties on the heads of all Navy SEALs. Then, just 3 months later,
extortion went 7, requesting permission to take off.
A U.S. Army helicopter carrying many from SEAL Team 6 and others entered the Tangi Valley.
I saw a flash. You seen a flash?
Anybody out there? We have a fallen angel. A fallen angel. Roger.
Extortion 1-7, the provocative new film telling the story of the largest loss of life in U.S. Special Forces history. Now playing on SalemNow.com. Questions quickly arise. Why did it take 17 minutes to fly a 10-minute mission? Was there a black box on board?
Every American should be taught about what happened in Extortion 17.
What really happened to SEAL Team 6 that dreadful night? Fallen Angel, Extortion 1-7. The story most Americans don't know. Watch exclusively at SalemNow.com.
It's football season, and guess what else? It's insurance season. Now it's time to call Patrick at Pro Insurance. If you're on Obamacare, uninsured, or on Cobra Care, now is the time to act. Protect yourself and your family with non-cancelable coverage guaranteed to age 65. Call them at 702-280-6240 or visit the Pro Insurance website at proinsurance.com. That's P-R-O-W-E insurance.com or 702-280-6240. A quality plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
Hear that sound? After you've been hurt in a wreck, that's the sound of the value of your case going down. Every second you wait to get medical treatment and to get a lawyer can greatly affect the value of your case.
After you've been hurt in a wreck, stop the clock by calling Lerner & Rowe. We'll immediately get working on your case, getting you the medical treatment you need, and in most cases, with no out-of-pocket expenses, even if you don't have health insurance.
Lerner & Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ. Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. President Biden traveled to the Midwest to make a case for his economic agenda, which is bogged down by Democratic division.
The president escaped the gridlock of his own party with a visit to Howell, Michigan, in a county won by Donald Trump in 2020. He said there's a lot of noise coming out of Washington over his legislative proposals.
These bills are not about left versus right, or moderate versus progressive, or anything that pits Americans against one another. These bills are about competitiveness versus complacency.
There's bipartisan support for an infrastructure bill, but Republicans and some Democrats oppose the president's social spending plan. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Biden was met in Michigan by some Republicans. Livingston County Republican Party Chair Megan Reckling says people have come out to protest President Biden's spending plans.
I think this is very reflective of how residents, not only here in Livingston County, but real Americans, when you leave the Washington, D.C. bubble, feel about the out-of-control spending that's happening between our president and Congress.
A former Facebook data scientist told Congress that the social network giant's products harm children and fuel polarization in the U.S., but its executives refuse to make needed changes because they elevate profits over safety. Frances Haugen says Facebook will not change on its own.
A company with such frightening influence over so many people, over their deepest thoughts, feelings, and behavior, needs real oversight. But Facebook's closed design means it has no real oversight. Only Facebook knows how it personalizes your feed for you.
Haugen's accusations were buttressed by tens of thousands of pages of internal research documents she secretly copied before leaving her job in the company's Civic Integrity Unit. On Wall Street, the Dow by 311 points, the NASDAQ rose 178. More at townhall.com.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue.
Nala's got some skin issues. She gets really going and scratching.
Excessive shedding, a lot of just scratching and itching.
Digging, scratching and itching and biting. On top of that, he was starting to get black buildup in his ears.
DinoVite.com.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot. And I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
We started Dynavite, and in our first box, we noticed a difference, especially with the shedding.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
We've got 4 dogs, all different ages, all different sizes, and they've all just responded really well to the Dynavite, and they all love it.
We will be using Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
We order our Dynavite from Dynavite.com.
DinoVite.com.
Alex and Orlando De Castro Verde are third-generation lawyers and lifelong Nevadans. They built De Castro Verde Law Group personal injury on their family principles. When you've been injured, they'll fight the insurance companies, seek maximum compensation, and stand by you the entire way, just like family. De Castro Verde Law Group personal injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
Millions plan for retirement online, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, and manage your benefits all from the comfort of your home. And give yourself the freedom to do what you want offline. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov. Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
It's 3:04. This is your KMZQ Newsflash, powered by De Castro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Clark County's COVID-19 test positivity rate has dropped into the moderate category for the first time since the state mask mandate was announced in July. The 14-day rate has dropped one full percentage point to 6.9%. Nevada's two-week rolling rate declined 1.3 percentage points to 8.8%. That's down from a recent high of 16.4 in mid-August. As of yesterday, 54.3% of the eligible Nevadans have been fully vaccinated. Sportsbooks may be smiling with the start of the NFL season, with the underdogs winning in the first 4 weeks of action, but they weren't very happy with how the San Francisco Giants ended their baseball season. In April, the Giants were 60-1 long shots to win their division, as many expected the Dodgers to overtake their longtime rivals. That didn't happen, so the books took six-figure losses when San Francisco won the division with the franchise record 107 wins. The Giants now are going to be playing the winner of tomorrow's National League wildcard game between the Dodgers and the St. Louis Cardinals in the National League Division Series. One-game series.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
A lot of congestion right now on Interstate 15 north at Charleston, south at Oakey. You're averaging about 40 miles per hour through there. Also slow into the downtown Spaghetti Bowl, U.S. 95 southbound at Southern Rancho. And those lane restrictions causing major delays. 515 eastbound at Main Street.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Tuesday, October 5th. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you until 6 o'clock tonight. Always good to have on Cassie Smedley. She is the executive director of America Rising, and she joins us. Cassie, how you been?
Hey, doing well. We got that Chiefs win, Kevin. So
yeah.
Now I feel like our conversation can start on the right note.
I think that is a great idea. Cassie and I, both the natives of Kansas City, and we're big Chiefs fans, by the way. although now I'm kind of moving towards the Raiders, but that's hard to do being a lifelong Chiefs fan. Ooh, don't know about that. Don't know. Hey, let me ask you. The president was in Howell, Michigan today. Anything new that you detected in the messaging from the president relative to the infrastructure and human infrastructure bills?
Well, you mean aside from the fact that he was hosting the event outside and referred to it being in a room, which always calls into question where the president really is on these issues?
Does he know where he is? Good question.
But, you know, this is interesting. So you have President Biden hitting the road to try and make his case for these multi-trillion dollars in spending on plans that would take control over every faction of our lives. And he pops into Michigan where his poll numbers are underwater. He's upside down. The American people are not buying it. The American people are not happy with his leadership. Michiganders are not happy with what they've seen coming out of the White House, Democrats in Congress, and even their own governor, Gretchen Whitmer, her star has certainly fallen. So his ploy today where he's there and he kind of does the Biden thing where he kind of yells at you. You feel like you're being lectured by your grandpa and you're going, what did I do wrong? You're the one who's doing things wrong. You're the one who's not getting it right. And so I don't think that his ultimate goal here was achieved, that he didn't change any hearts and minds. And of course, the very area where he was today is a toss-up district in Congress, Alyssa Slotkin, and she's certainly a target of ours. And she's got, I think she's voted with Democrats and Biden 95% of the time, but it remains to be seen if he's going to be able to get her on this, because she's very out of step with her constituents on all of this spending if she were to go with the president and acquiesce to his multi-trillion dollar spending proposal.
There seems to be, Cassie, a new messaging that is coming out, that they're not talking about the $3.5 trillion, which people tell me that know this stuff, that it's more like $5 trillion.
Mm-hmm.
and the $1.2 trillion bills, that you're not supposed to talk about the money, you're supposed to talk about the free stuff you're going to give away. Free junior college, free medical care, expansion of Medicare, Medicaid, all these things. Is this something that's new in the Biden messaging or strategy?
Of course not. And remember, yeah, this is their latest messaging point to try and spin this. They know this is a spoiled ham sandwich that people don't want to touch. But they're saying, oh, but it's a free ham sandwich. It costs you zero. It costs you $0. So why don't you eat it? And you're like, because it's still bad for me. I know that's not good. Even though you tell me that you're giving me something for nothing, there's got to be a catch. And the catch is that it's going to make our country very sick. And so no matter how they try to spin this, whatever the messaging of the day or the week is, and listen, I know we have an education crisis in our country, but I think we can all figure out that if you tell us the cost of a bill is $1.5 trillion or $3.5 trillion or $5.5 trillion, it can't be zero. We know it's got to come from somewhere. Our moms always told us there's no such thing as free lunch. So we're not buying it. And that's the problem for the administration and, frankly, for Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and these Democrats in Congress, is that they have put all of their stock into this magical proposal that's supposed to make all of our lives magically perfect, and again at a cost of $0, and we're not buying it. And so now the administration is getting ready to close out its first year, and Congress is getting ready to go into an election year having no meaningful successes to write home about. because the American people actually are seeing the biggest win is to stop them from accomplishing their agenda, because we know it's not good for us and it will make our country sick.
Any change from Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema? I keep hearing that Joe Manchin now is floating, well, maybe we could do this for $1.9 trillion or $2 trillion. He keeps dancing around this issue. Where is Manchin in particular?
Yeah, this is what gets me concerned about Manchin. Everybody loves to hold him on a pedestal, but at the end of the day, his voting record looks pretty much like Chuck Schumer's and the other Democrats in his caucus. So he seems to strum up a lot of media attention, gets all of our hopes up that there is this moderate, pragmatic savior in the Democrat Party who's not going to let all of the spending happen. But the fact that we're still talking about over $1 trillion in spending on proposals that are all geared towards giving government more control of our lives. So he's not some conservative in liberal clothes here. He's a liberal, and we have to be mindful of that and mindful of his ultimate actions. Now, on the Sinema front, again, we'll be curious to see what she ultimately does. Her voting record she often votes with her party. But I don't think having the President of the United States saying that someone following you into a bathroom with a camera is just part of the process, quote-unquote, is going to do much to bring her to his side of the issue. So I'm curious, because right now the president could use a charm offensive, I think, for both Manchin and Sinema, and he doesn't seem to be doing that. In fact, he seems to be cozying up more so to the progressives than to the so-called moderates.
I'm just curious as far as Manchin is concerned, if indeed we're not supposed to be talking about money or numbers, we're supposed to talk about what's you know in the bill that's good for the American people. This all comes down to Manchin and you know $1.9 trillion. How do you see this thing ending up over the course of the next couple of weeks, or will anything get done in the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, it's hard to put the bets. I know we're talking in Nevada, to put the odds on getting anything done, because they have missed every deadline they've set for themselves thus far. And is it going to be tied together? Will they get to go separate? Right now, they've only managed to push down the road the vote to increase the debt ceiling, which is a have to do. Otherwise, we're going to default and put our fiscal standing in the world in jeopardy. So that's the only thing that they have to do on their docket right now. I think as these members of Congress continue to go home and face backlash, whether that's pressure from the left, which I think is actually serving as a deterrent, again, with these extreme tactics like following them into bathrooms, or whether that's just hearing calls day in and day out. I've worked in those congressional offices, and when your phone is ringing off the hook, you tend to stutter before you go out there and vote in the exact opposite direction of how they want you to go. So I think there's going to be a lot of pressure on them, and that's why I think that ultimately, you know, it's not just Manchin and Sinema. There's 7 or 8 other vulnerable senators hiding behind them who don't want to have to take this vote, to say nothing of the 20 or so Democrats, very vulnerable Democrats, and that's a conservative number, really could be much higher than that if the polls continue to go the way they're going, who don't want to have to take this vote. This is just bad for politics next November. And I'll throw one other timeline piece at you. Remember Obamacare, which Nancy Pelosi made her caucus walk the plank on Obamacare and eventually led to a historic shift in Congress, with Republicans taking back the majority in a huge wave. They didn't actually vote on Obamacare until March of 2010, of the election year. So the longer this drags on, the more present and prevalent it stays in voters' minds. And so that's also bad news for Democrats if we continue to see this delay. They're keeping that in mind, too, that this is not only a bad vote, but every day that it's delayed is a day closer to their election day when the voters are going to have their moment with them.
Again, Cassie Smedley joining us, the executive director of America Rising. For those that don't know, what is America Rising, PAC?
Sure. Well, so we're part of the conservative and Republican ecosystem, but we're the primary opposition research arm against Democrats. So when you see those TV ads that have the grainy footage capturing Democrats saying things in a town hall meeting that they didn't know was being recorded, chances are that's our guy that got that. But we also worked day in and day out to hold the Biden administration accountable and to follow what's happening on the Hill and to make sure that those Democrats who went home and said they were going to do one thing and then came to Washington and did another, that they're getting called out and they're getting held to account. So we work very closely with all of our friends in the Republican space, and of course my old friends of the Republican National Committee that you and I spoke with a lot when I worked over there. We're all part of the same family, but we do the fun opposition research.
I'm curious how bad the polling is. I know it's cratering for Biden and that his numbers are just absolutely in the tank. How bad is it? And is it, should it be of major concern to the Demo-rats?
Well, certainly what we're seeing nationally with Biden's polling is that he's fallen faster than most any other president, certainly in his first year in office, maybe save Jimmy Carter. But even then, that's debatable depending on which poll you're looking at. But let's look at how this is affecting the rest of the ballot. In Nevada, for example, you're seeing this really impacting Cortez Masto. Adam Laxalt, I noticed that in the race. I know there might be some others. We don't get involved in primaries. But that you're seeing poll numbers edging really close, making really competitive races, truly competitive, not wishfully competitive, but truly competitive races across the country. Virginia has the gubernatorial election November 2nd, and that's McAuliffe, Terry McAuliffe, the old Clintonite, and Glenn Youngkin, who's the political newcomer. That's very razor thin margin there as well. And a state, I mean, Virginia is a blue state. Much like Nevada, we always like to think of it as a toss-up, but when you've got the circumstances as they are, it really is a toss-up state despite the norms of the recent past. So this is really, we've got some key contests coming up in just a few weeks that are going to tell us just how bad this may be for Democrats come next November. But the polling down the ballot, I don't see any Democrat that feels very safe and secure in their position right now.
And by the way, the latest polling just out released by the Laxalt campaign showed Adam Laxalt with 39-37 lead over Catherine Cortez Masto. And that, you know, they always try and portray Catherine Cortez Masto as a moderate, but yet she's one of the 48 votes that Biden says he has in his pocket for the $3.5 trillion human infrastructure bill. So, I mean, the lies about her just grow bigger and bigger by the day.
Certainly, and I think she's one of the seven or eight that gets to hide behind Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, and they're saying, you know, go out there, you go ahead and you take on all the fire for us so we can hide back here, and then at the end of the day, they still vote right along with Chuck Schumer. And that's what voters should really pay attention to, is even when they're saying, I'm listening to you, I'm a moderate, I think this number is too high as well, and then they still go and vote for it anyway. That's the type of accountability that is in the work that we do at America Rising, where we can call them out on that and make sure that someone's following and tracking all of their actions and how they line up or rather don't line up with their words. But another thing to consider, too, is not only where Biden's going, but who's showing up with them, how closely Democrats are willing to stand to him, or even Kamala Harris. You don't see or hear anything of her these days. And
I saw her picture on a milk carton the other day. Yeah.
That seems to be the last known sighting. But it is quite interesting, and whether that's because she certainly hasn't, all these initiatives that Biden put her in charge of, she hasn't made any progress on, the border, COVID. But also, she's thinking about her own political future, saying, I'm not so sure I want to be associated with all of this bad stuff that's happening. And again, at the end of the day, as we talked about, all politics are local, and if you don't have anything to write home about, I mean, they have hung all of their hats on this multi-trillion dollar socialist wish list spending proposal. And they keep trying to say, oh, these are really popular ideas. Well, who wouldn't like the sound of all of these, quote, freebies? But we know that's not true. That's not how it works. And so everybody's going, no, how much is this really going to cost me? And you told me it was on anybody who makes, or only be taxed if you make over $400,000, but now I'm hearing that you're going to hire all these IRS agents to look into any transaction over $600. And now you're talking about, you know, how I might tip the lady who does my nails, or how somebody who's got a side gig doing for babysitting money and they get paid via Venmo. These are the questions that they're not answering, and that they're leaving all of us to read between the lines and say, essentially, one way or the other, we are going to be paying for this. And do I like all of your, quote, freebie ideas so much that I'm willing to pay all of that? And the answer is no, I don't.
And again, raising corporate taxes, to think that these companies are just going to be good people and absorb that, they're not going to do it. I mean, and there's going to be a trickle-down effect. Cassie, it's always good to visit with you. Thank you so much for taking time out of a busy schedule there in D.C. I really appreciate it. We'll talk again soon, and hopefully we'll be on a 7 or 8 game winning streak for the Chiefs.
Oh, God willing. Always love catching up with you, Kevin. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Cassie. Cassie Smedley, the pride of Kansas City, Executive Director of America Rising. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. It is Tuesday, October 5th, right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, it's Pat Casale with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add 2 new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor our plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone, or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Federal judges have a lot of power, sometimes too much. A few years ago, a liberal California judge ruled that Las Vegas police could no longer use the ICE database to investigate offenders they had detained, making it nearly impossible to get criminal records for dangerous predators so they could be deported. But one tough Nevada sheriff got it done anyway. Sheriff Joe Lombardo created his own team to investigate dangerous criminals and hand them over to ICE to be deported. There was no sanctuary city in Nevada on his watch. Lombardo led when others might have given up. He's a no-nonsense conservative who's been tested under fire more than once. Joe Lombardo is a leader in a race full of followers and indecisive politicians. Sheriff Joe Lombardo, Republican for governor. Paid for and authorized by Better Nevada PAC.
I love watching games in my favorite sports bar. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Great food, passionate fans. It's really a fun experience. And in a packed sports bar, I can hear conversations at our table. I can hear conversations at other nearby tables. For years, I couldn't make out conversations in crowded sports bars. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing. And he confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand.